grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the 17th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, the 1st, 4th, 5th, and 24th verses. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that the Son may glorify thee. I have glorified thee on earth, having accomplished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in thine own presence with the glory which I had with thee before the world was made. Father, I desire that they also whom thou hast given me may be with me where I am, to behold my glory which thou hast given me in thy love for me before the foundation of the world. Since the days of my childhood, I have been deeply moved by the opening words of the Gospel read on this holy night. We heard those words again just a few moments ago. Listen carefully to them again. St. John writes, Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that the hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And during supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, girded himself with a towel. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet. But there are some other words in St. John's account of what happened on this holy night that are not read in the divine service, although they are perhaps the most sublime words ever spoken by our Lord during his earthly life. I'm talking about the words of Jesus' high priestly prayer, which constitute the entire 17th chapter of St. John's Gospel, which follows the three long chapters of his farewell discourse in the upper room, which begins with those familiar and comforting words, Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. In the prayer that follows Jesus' farewell discourse, we in fact glimpse the mystery of the eternal Father and the eternal Son, the mystery that had been hidden for ages, but was now revealed in Christ. Whenever I read these words, I have the feeling that the only possible response to them is reverent silence, wonder, and awe. In this prayer, Christ, the eternal high priest, prays for his church, for his apostles, and for all who would come to believe in him through the apostles' word and witness, and that includes you and me. Jesus prays not that the Father would take us out of the world, but that the Father would defend us from the evil one. And he prays that all who believe in him might be one, even as he and the Father are one. And finally, the Savior prays for you, for me, for all believers of every time and every place, in these words: Father, I desire that they also whom thou hast given me may be with me where I am, to behold my glory which thou hast given me in thy love for me before the foundation of the world. Jesus, our great high priest, on the night when he was betrayed, prays that you and I may be with him, that we may see the glory the Father had given him before the foundation of the world. This is our blessed hope, and it is the light of that blessed hope which shines on us whenever we gather to celebrate that Holy Supper which he gave to his church on this night when he was betrayed into the hands of sinners. Even as he instituted the sacrament with the shadow of the cross falling on him, he spoke of that blessed hope when he said to the apostles gathered with him in the upper room, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I shall not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. In order to celebrate the Old